Are you ready to conquer your fear of money and start investing? I'm going to show you three ways that you can get mentally prepared for investing so that you can finally take the plunge. Hi, my name is Mel, and if you're like most people, then you probably have a fear of money. But don't worry, I'm going to show you how to get mentally prepared for investing so that you can finally take the plunge and make some money. So sit back, relax, and let me show you how it's done. With investing, their fear of money holds people back. They're afraid that they'll lose everything they put in or that they won't be able to make enough money back to cover their original investment. This is completely unnatural, but it doesn't mean you have to let your fear control you. In this, we'll go ahead and discuss three ways that you can get mentally prepared for investing and conquer your fear of money. After the 2008 stock market crash, many investors have been nervous about investing in stocks. But there are some ways that you can prepare yourself mentally to invest and make the process smoother. You might be better off if you invest in a few stocks before diving into an entire portfolio. Before you invest in stocks, get to know the companies that you're interested in. Read their stock statements and research the company's history and present state of affairs. By doing this, you can make an informed decision about whether the company is an excellent investment for you. If you don't know what to look for when researching companies, it's good to do your research online. Don't completely avoid stock investing altogether. Stocks are a great way to diversify your portfolio, but they aren't the only way that you can diversify your portfolio or invest in the market. You should also consider bonds and real estate investments as providing alternatives. These two types of investments offer opportunities for greater returns than stocks. Number one, research the market. Before you invest in any type of investment, it is important to do your research. Learn as much as possible about the specific investment you are thinking about making. This information can be found on websites like Investopedia, Morningstar, and Bloomberg. These sites can provide you with detailed information about how the investment works, what risks are associated with it, and what historical performance looks like. When investing in stocks, it is also important to be aware of the overall market conditions. You can do this by reading business news articles or watching videos from experts like Jim Cramer on CNBC. By understanding the market, you will be better prepared to make investing decisions. Number two, assess your risk tolerance. Before you invest any money, it is important to assess your risk tolerance. This means determining how much risk you will take on with your investment. Remember that investing involves some level of risk, but also potential rewards. If you're not comfortable taking on a lot of risk, then investing in stocks may not be the right choice for you. There are several ways to assess your risk tolerance. One way is to consider your investment goals. For example, if you are investing for retirement, you may take on more risk than if you were investing for a child's college education. Another way to assess risk tolerance is to consider your personality type. Some people are more risk-averse than others, and if you are the type of person who gets nervous when the stock market fluctuates, then investing in stocks may not be right for you. Number three, make a plan. Once you have researched the market and determined your risk tolerance, it's important to make a plan for investing. This plan should include everything from when you want to invest to what type of investment you want to make. Having a plan will help you stay disciplined and focused while investing in the market. If you are investing in stocks, one important part of your plan should be to create a diversified portfolio. This means investing in a variety of different stocks from different companies. By diversifying your portfolio, you will minimize your risk and increase your chances of making money in the market. Another important part of your investing plan should be set to investing goals. These goals should be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. By setting investing goals, you will have a better chance of achieving success in the market. Investing can be a great way to build wealth. However, it is important to be prepared before investing your money. It's difficult to overcome emotional distractions with investing. One of the most common emotional distractions is fear. When we are afraid, our brain releases adrenaline. This hormone makes us feel engaged, which can distract us from what we are trying to do. We may become fixated on the fear and its potential consequences rather than focusing on our investment goals. Another common emotional distraction is greed. When we are greedy, we focus on the things we want instead of the things that will help us achieve our financial goals. We may also become overwhelmed by the number of investment options available and lose sight of our long-term goals. It is important to remember that emotions are powerful motivators, but they should not be the only ones driving our decisions with investing. With a little effort, we can overcome these distractions and invest responsibly that will benefit both ourselves and our portfolio. How to identify mental distractions? First, to be successful in investing, it is important to be prepared mentally. One way to do this is to identify mental distractions. Mental distractions can take many forms, but the most common are related to stress and anxiety. When these emotions are present, investors may become focused on their own emotions instead of the facts or details of a situation. This can lead them to make poor decisions, which could result in financial losses. Another common mental distraction is worry. Investors can often become consumed with thoughts about the future and their investments. This can lead to unnecessary anxiety and stress, which will negatively affect their performance as investors. It is important to keep track of these distractions and eliminate them where possible. This will help investors achieve their investment goals successfully. How to cope with emotional distractions? One of the most important things you can do to prepare for investing is to deal with emotional distractions. Emotional distractions can take many forms, but they all involve your emotions interfering with your ability to make sound decisions. One way to deal with emotional distractions is to create an investment plan and invest under it. This will help you stay focused on your goals and not get sidetracked by emotions. Another way to deal with emotional distractions is to establish personal boundaries. This means setting limits on how much money you are willing to spend and how much time you are willing to spend on investment-related activities. This will help you focus on your investment goals and avoid getting emotionally attached to a particular investment. The takeaway: whether you are a first-time investor or you have been investing for years, there is always something new to learn. Whether your goal is to make more money or to protect your portfolio, it's important that you stay mentally prepared for the challenges and opportunities that will come your way with investing. The best way to do this is by regularly reading financial news, keeping up with market trends, and staying up to date on the latest investment strategies. By doing these things, you can put yourself in a position to make the most informed decisions with your investments. Thank you. Share your thoughts below and subscribe for more.